The Crosstalk Unhinged podcast is brought to you by BlueChew.com. Get the chewables that give you the confidence you need and the performance you both want when it's time to have fun. BlueChew.com, promo code unhinged.
Here's a little story I like to tell about four bad brothers you know so well. They had a little segment back in history with Carmen, Yurko, Wildo, and Sylvie. That's right, motherfuckers, Crosstalk is back. But you can only hear it if you have this app. ESPN 1000 Chicago, look under Wildo and Sylvie, or Carmen and Yurko. Uncut, uncensored, and never discreet. You will like this as much as Carmen likes feet. 30 minutes of talking shit amongst friends. Crosstalk unhinged. Let the show begin.
What the fuck is up? Welcome to Crosstalk Unhinged. Sylvie, I'll do the what the fuck is up. Sylvie's not here yet, but he's coming.
Fucking get it. Go.
He had a PET scan today, so he's coming.
Well, hopefully
back.
Everything's good.
I hope so, too.
You usually don't get the results in the same day. It takes a little bit of a lag time, so hopefully everything went smooth.
He's been good the last few times, so he's going to join us. He's going to hop on. Snot-nosed Tommy's here.
Looks good.
Yurko is we're looking on the screen
in
the studio. Because
I look like Barney.
Fortunately, this is not a video component to this. This is just audio.
No, but we're looking at the TV screen, and we see the camera's on us. The camera's on Waddle at his office.
Yeah.
And Yurko does look a little bit like Barney today.
I'm robust. Look at these rolls, too.
Yeah, dude.
What the hell's
going
on?
You're going to Spain in 6 weeks, man.
Yeah, I'm going to look great out there.
Is there a chance?
I'm going to look like a gluttonous American out there.
Let me ask you this. Is there a chance that you stroll down one of the nude beaches?
No.
No, not
nude.
You sure? Not
no,
nude? You no. Sure? Did, have you like you thought about it a little?
It'd be like the shorebirds would be down there trying to get my little worm. We're not going to play
your
that.
Your foreskin will fit right in. You're going to be in Europe.
Oh yeah, they'll love me out there. Are you kidding me?
Right, Tommy? Like that's uncircumcised peckers over there.
Oh yeah.
Can you go to those beaches with something on? I mean, like,
I don't know. Yeah, you can go with some on as long as you take it off.
I don't know about like
I'll tell you why. Because everything's kind of a transient, you know. You've got to come from someplace to go to the beach. You're not going from your home walking naked through the city.
No.
And then ending up on the beach naked. No.
The designated nude parts, I think you might have to be nude. Here's the thing, though. I've been on the beaches in Barcelona, and not the nude beach, but you still see people naked.
Yeah, topless, too.
Yeah. Oh, you'll see a lot of topless.
Of course.
Just walking around the fucking
All
beach.
All those ladies love to get their hats nice and
It's crazy.
I don't have any. I mean, it's great. I don't have any desire to have my junk sunburned. I just don't.
Zero. Like that'd be the one place I might put a little lotion, you know,
just to make a little.
You're gonna lotion up your ass.
What, do you know something I don't know?
No, I don't know.
I mean, what do you think? I'm gonna use a half a gallon.
I don't know anything.
Come on.
Yeah, lotion up.
Carm,
your ass.
Hey, good kid. Carm's putting olive oil on his.
Yeah, of course he is.
Dude. That, what else do you use?
Like a little spicy Italian sausage.
Let the gods do its work on this olive oil skin. Mediterranean skin, baby.
Well, I'll tell you this. The month of August will be spent outside at the house with the shirt off, getting enough rays that I could possibly have so I get a nice base before I go out there.
Good idea.
And, of course, the tanning bed upstairs, I'll be able to utilize some of the tanning bed. Hard to use the tanning bed in the summer.
I would say, why do you
if you want to get a full body tan, it's the place to do it in America.
When was the last time?
I'm not walking around Cherville in the neighborhood naked trying to get a tan.
Okay? When was the last time you fired up that machine, Johnny?
It's been fired up 4 times this week, not by me, but like my nieces like to come over and use the tanning.
Well, I don't understand. In the summer, why do you need
I don't know what to tell you. Maybe they don't have the time to lay out, Carm. Maybe they don't have the luxury of time like you have.
Oh, yeah. I've got so much time.
Well, that's all I'm trying to tell you is that it's convenience.
Wow.
I myself like to go sit out in the sun for 4.5 hours and enjoy.
You know,
we're
at the age too now, guys, where you don't go on a diet to go on vacation. Fuck it. I'm 57 years old. This is
I am what I am.
It is what it is, Tommy. Is that what you're
saying?
I'll
be 57 when I go on this trip, Tommy. What do I give a rat's ass?
Exactly.
I'm going to be looking for good food, good drink. Yes. I'll be with good company.
Yes.
And that's it.
Right.
You know?
You know the number one rule of thumb when looking for good food, right? You know what to avoid, right? Anywhere where there's a lot of people speaking English.
Right.
Go the other
way. Avoid that.
All right.
What? English?
Restaurant employee on the street handing you a menu, telling you to come in, avoid it like the plague. Avoid it like the plague.
And you're coming together. Carm's already got a list together for Barcelona.
Yeah, I'm going to give him a list.
He's demanded a telephone number that usually I keep close to the vest myself. Yeah. He's demanded Renee's telephone number, and then boom.
Well, because he won't do anything with it. Like, Renee will keep at least some... Yeah. Track of it. She'll be like, oh, here's a few good recommendations.
I don't even know what the hell you're talking about.
You won't do anything with it, so I'm going to text it to Renee.
I'm looking for Hamon.
Oh, I think like they came out the list of the best restaurants in the world, and I think two of the top three were in Spain, weren't they?
That's what I want to avoid. I'm not looking for, what's that fancy one here, Alenia. It's not what I'm looking for. I'm not looking for a few scraps of food on there with some artisan back there painting a Picasso on my plate. All I want is food.
You
want
to go where like the locals go with great
good food. Good flavor. Yeah, that's what I'm looking for.
Donnie, we can hook you up with a Jack in a Box just outside of Barcelona, probably.
Well, that's not what I'm talking about either. I'm not talking about peasant food. I'm not talking about Burger King or something like that.
You will see, but surprisingly, you'll see a Burger King or two.
I'm sure I will.
I saw our buddy from Channel 5 now. He's a star in the news, but he was a former intern of ours. He's in the Intern Hall of Fame, Alex Maragos.
He's in France right now. He's in Gay Paris.
France, covering the Olympics, obviously, because of NBC and all he does. And he's done a bunch of great stuff highlighting all of the local Chicagoans that have connections, you know, to Chicago, Illinois. They're going to be in the Olympics. So he's there.
Right.
He put on his Instagram a picture of a Five Guys. I'm like, boy, damn, they're putting Five Guys in Paris.
Yeah.
Now?
I saw that. He's standing in the center of everything.
Yeah.
And you could see the Arc de Triomphe.
Yeah.
He was on the Champs-Élysées.
The Champs-Élysées.
I am French.
He's going to have your red wine.
Let's just make fun of the French for the next 20 minutes.
He's going to have like a
Marcel Marceau.
Do you guys have the Olympic boner working? Like,
no.
Not yet. The opening ceremony is shit. Absolute crap. And there's some events, that speed walking event. I mean, fuck are we doing here?
How about breakdancing?
Speed walking.
Breakdancing? Is that a real
first
event?
First time, yeah. They introduced it.
Are you kind of bastardizing the Olympics?
The spirit of the Olympics is dead.
What are the ancient Greeks thinking of that?
Breakdancing. This is what you need, all right? You need track and field.
Yes.
You need gymnastics.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
How'd you get up the river Seine? Yeah, the road.
Rowing,
right?
Yeah, rowing. I would say.
Skulls, all that kind of
stuff. I would say water polo.
Tremendous. Handball. Basketball's great. There's nothing wrong with basketball.
What did you say? Wrestle. Oh, yeah, wrestling. Yeah, that deserves
Greco-Roman. I'll tell you what they got there, too. They got Greco-Roman wrestling.
I would say
judo.
Powerlifting. Powerlifting.
Oh, powerlifting. Boxing. Back to the days of Vasily Alexiev.
Yeah, like those are the events that should be in there. Speed walking and what did you say?
Speed walking.
And breakdancing. Come on.
Yeah, Tommy said breakdancing. I didn't even know breakdancing was a part of it.
Competitive eating, Carm. Competitive eating.
That's never going to be in the Olympics.
Isn't skateboarding in there now, or am I thinking of the
skateboarding is in there. There's a 50-year-old guy that's competing in the skateboarding
event. Carm, Tony Hawk?
No.
I mean,
he's got more sense than that.
No disrespect. I mean, but like, should skateboarding be in the Olympics?
Plenty of disrespect. It's as Johnny said,
archery, you know, archery, being able to shoot.
Yeah.
Archery. How are you going to fell that deer? How do you do that?
Isn't this supposed
to do it by archery, Carm?
Isn't it supposed to mimic kind of like centuries ago? Like, so archery should be in it, not break
the ability to run. That's why auto racing is not in the Olympics, because you had to be able to run everywhere.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. At special distances. Like, if you're delivering the mail, you had to be able to run 150 meters fast to deliver the mail.
But I don't get that into the Olympics. The basketball will be fun.
Yeah, for me, the track and field is what it's all about.
Yeah.
Track and field. I am there for the 4x400 meter relay, the 4x100 meter relay. You give me speed and people running. The great Saeed Awido, Sebastian Coe. Was it 5,000 meters? 5,000 meter run.
I will say, like,
to me, something special.
The track and field is probably the best representation of a human's pure athletic ability. that there is, right?
The Decathlon, like, Carm?
Yeah.
Carmen's a big fan of Decathlon.
Like, that's that is pretty fantastic.
That whole thing, that's how you got over the walls if you're going to sack a city. Yeah. You had to be able to stick a pole in the ground with your with all your iron stuff. What's that called? Armor?
Armor.
All your armor on. You had to be able to get up there. All the great stuff. That's what the Olympics is all about.
What of the decathlon events do you think you would excel most at?
The decathlon events?
What are the decathlon events? I don't even know, I'll be honest. Like,
there's 10 of them.
There's let's go. Pole vault, right?
Pole vault?
Good call.
ten of them.
Discus?
Oh, Sylvie, welcome aboard. We're talking about the Olympics.
I love it.
Don't they run the 100-yard dash in the decathlon?
Yes, they do. They run like the 400-meter run. They run a 100-yard dash. They've got a distance run, too, that's a little bit further.
Shot put? So, like, that really is the best representation of, like, your like who's the best pure athlete.
They have a javelin throw also in the decathlon. Yes.
Do you pole vault?
I can look it up real quick.
Pole vault? Yeah.
Do you pole vault in the decathlon?
Yeah, you bet your sweet ass you do.
We think you do it all. You do all of those.
I do everything, guys.
Yeah.
When's the last time you pole vaulted, Sylvie?
Never. I think the only thing we ever did was high jump.
High jump, yeah.
We did discus, high jump, discus.
What about the long jump? Long jump has got to be a part of that.
I like the long jump.
The best part about the Olympics being here is now I get to see all the videos on social media where people have like the discus and the shot put accidents where they're spinning around and accidentally throw the discus or the disc or whatever you call it right into the nutsack of somebody standing there judging it.
Oh,
it's awesome.
That's the outtakes version.
God.
All right, you ready? The modern Olympics, the 10 events, 100 meters.
Smoking, eating.
Are we going to do this? I mean, I want to put the events out there.
Right, go ahead.
Yeah. Olympic conversation here
you're
today.
You're a big Olympiad guy.
I am. 100 meters, 400 meters, 1,500 meters, 110-meter hurdles, long jump, high jump, pole vault, discus throw, javelin throw, and the put.
And the shot put.
And the shot put. I mean, your 10 events, guys.
That'll tell you who's a great athlete.
You got to have strength. You got to have speed. You got to have jumping ability. You got to have the whole kit and caboodle, guys. You can't just get away with one strength.
You guys remember there was the competition between the two Americans? I forget.
The Reebok. The two Dans.
Dan and Dave. No, Dan and Dave.
Dan and Dave.
Yeah, Sylvie's right. And one of them didn't make it.
What were their names? Dan O'Brien.
O'Brien and David Johansson. He was hot.
I don't even remember. I do remember the whole, wasn't it 88? Do I have that right? Was it the 88?
It was
Olympics?
The Seoul Olympics.
Didn't they have like a big Reebok promotion for it? Or those big
shoot? And then the one guy failed. It was fantastic.
One guy didn't make it.
Yeah.
Well,
the Olympics. Remember Bruce Jenner?
Did Bruce Jenner win the decathlon champion?
1976, Montreal Olympics.
Wow.
Yeah.
Remember the John Belushi spoof on SNL with the donuts? Remember? The best. Yeah. And he's smoking cigarettes. Oh, that's so good. What were they called? What were they called? Little chocolate donuts, right? He goes, my training regimen is important to me. That's why I stick with little chocolate donuts. All time.
The Crosstalk Unhinged podcast is brought to you by BlueChew.com. Get the chewables that give you the confidence you need and the performance you both want when it's time to have fun. BlueChew.com, promo code unhinged.
Yeah. I think Bruce is the first one I remember on the Wheaties box, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I was little and I can remember.
He was the most famous athlete in the world for a stretch of time.
Yeah. In the 1980, they didn't go to the Moscow Olympics. And then 80 was the Lake Placid Winter Olympics.
Yes. That's right.
They were all timed up with each other. And then they staggered them for a while.
They staggered them, yeah.
So the Winter Olympics would be 2 years after the Summer Olympics, which I never liked.
Yes.
And where was 94 at, guys?
94. Where?
Lillehammers,
but that would have been
the Winter
Olympics.
We're talking about the Summer Olympics.
Lillehammers in Sweden. That would have been the Winter
Olympics. Well,
84. No, it was 84, 88, 92.
Yeah, 92.
Atlanta.
96.
90. Barcelona. Thank you. Barcelona, 92. 96 was 96 Atlanta.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying 94 was the Winter Olympics.
Lillehammer. I think Sylvie's right.
No, 94 Olympics, I believe, is when the great Alberto Tomba
Oh, yeah.
Was there. I think that was in Turin, Italy, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, you are correct.
In the mountains.
I don't remember.
Tommy, you got a computer in front of you.
That's what we used to call Richie Brascia was Alberto Tomba because they look exactly alike.
Really?
Yeah.
Richie Brascia.
Nah, that had to be earlier because when I first went, no, is it 94? Yeah. Well, I don't know. Who knows? Who cares?
I don't think that he, Carm, your fellow countryman, was really dedicated to the craft. I think he was dedicated. He was really talented, but he loved to have a good time.
I have no idea. I have no idea. Yeah. I mean, I've heard the name.
He liked to party, man.
Yes.
Did he?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No.
And 84 Winter Olympics were in Sarajevo.
84?
Yeah, you remember 84 Winter Olympics, Sarajevo.
Yeah.
And then when they had the war in 1990, and then they bombed the whole place, you looked at the, what's that little missile they get in? Four-man bobsled, the little missile. The bobsled place was just decimated with bombs and ridden with bullets and stuff like that.
You know what was cool, good kid, was when we went, I think it was 89, whatever it was, when we went to Germany to play a preseason game against the 49ers, we actually played in the stadium where Jesse Owens.
Right, Berlin. Cool. You played in Berlin, the Olympic Stadium in Berlin.
Yeah.
You must have been right after the wall came down.
Unbelievable. It was unbelievable.
Came tumbling down in the walls.
That's pretty cool.
That's John Cougar Mellencamp, just in case you guys didn't know who that was.
Thanks. Yeah. My brother used to play flag football against John Cougar Mellencamp.
Did he? Did he kick his ass?
Yes. Yes. And then John Cougar would actually, they'd have like cookouts afterwards, and John Cougar would play with his little tiny hands on his guitar.
I didn't know that. Sylvie hands?
My brother said that he was, like, I think he was infatuated with playing quarterback. And he said, I don't think he was the world's greatest flag football quarterback. But if I recall correctly, my brother said that.
This is your older brother, right?
The only one I got. Yeah. That I know of.
Sylvie, when you popped on the screen, you saw the video. What'd you think of Yurko in the purple shirt exactly here, the way it looks?
He's handsome. I think purple looks good on him.
I'm a little fleshy.
He doesn't like how fleshy he looks.
Look at this.
Can I expand the screen?
Do whatever you want. Do whatever you want. I mean, I look at this. Fleshy, flesh.
You got young boys. Can you sing the Barney theme song?
I love you.
Barney. You nobody watches Barney anymore.
I like that.
Yurko's our happy family.
How do you even know that?
With a what? And a talawale ho. This old man came rolling.
You're thinking a knick-knack paddywhack.
Oh, that's wrong song. But they used to do one. I'm brushing my teeth on the bottom because I wouldn't want to think that I forgot them. I'm brushing my teeth and having so much fun. I never let the water run.
Barney wasn't even.
I never let the water run. We had Teletubbies with my kids.
I always let the water run.
Those weird four little Australian freaks. Yeah.
Who creates shit like that?
And then there's the four dudes singing fruit salad. Yummy, yummy. I mean,
Who are those guys?
The fruits.
The Wiggles.
The Wiggles.
Yes.
Four weirdos from Australia, man. Yeah. I am telling you.
Probably all billionaires now.
Kids first got the internet and they got on the internet and they clogged up the machine and the system. And we're looking back and my buddy Max Andretti came over and he cleaned out the system. He goes, well, what the hell were they doing? He goes, Yurko, he goes, they're looking at boobs.
Of course.
Yeah.
And what else were we doing?
My wife, my ex-wife.
We were doing the same shit when I was a kid.
Hey, my ex-wife got mad. And she said, I hope you're going to discipline them. I hope you're going to discipline them.
For what?
And I said, of course. I said, I'm going to reprimand these youngsters. But thank God they weren't looking at cocks. Okay. You know?
First of all.
I mean, that's all I'm saying. I don't care. I'm so happy. I go, they're looking at boobs. Thank God they're not looking at cocks.
Well, but don't now, say put it as thank
secondly,
God.
Secondly, if they did, and my kids did go that direction, then I'd be as supportive as any father would be to their sons.
Period. But there was a little bit
of my boys.
You were like, oh,
there's
like
a little bit of an elation, you know. Hey, thank who?
They're like,
who?
Dad, I'm a big fan of South Carolina football. That's all. Yeah.
Well, my kid wore the Cox shirt one time to eighth grade. It just said Cox across the front, and of course, one of the teachers got him. Said, you're not going to wear that in here. And then because I had used the word matriculate around the house, the principal, he went down to the principal's office and the vice principal's office, Mr. Castaneda. And he goes, they go, Jake, you know, you couldn't do that. But he goes, but sir, he goes, this is where I plan on matriculating and studying in college.
Matriculating.
So, they said either turn it inside out or go get a, you know, a hoodie on. Go get a hoodie on or something. So, oh, my kids, I'm telling you. And then they pulled the old weenus. My weenus hurts.
My weenus
hurts. Yeah. And the same teacher was offended because he said, my weenus hurts. And he goes, wait a minute. That's the little fat piece of my elbow right here. The extra skin.
That is the weenus.
And that is. And the teacher didn't know it was the weenus. Oh. And then he embarrassed her because she didn't know that was the weenus.
It is the weenus.
So my boys were rabble rousers and troublemakers as youths. Which
all
is what
boys
you come
are
to
rabble rousers and troublemakers.
You hope so.
To some extent.
You hope so.
Right?
Yeah,
like at some point, they're all going to be.
Tommy and your daughters rabble rousers, were they malcontents a little bit of trouble when they're youths?
Yeah, they all were. Yeah, they all had their fair
share. What stands out?
There were a couple of driving incidents that I'm not so proud of. That
a little
that,
looped up.
Yeah, they
made sober.
Nobody got hurt, thankfully.
Well, that's the best thing possible, kid. Yes. That's the best thing possible. Yeah. What about Buck and Bronco over there, Sylvie? Anything silly happened between the boys?
Well, you know Bronco is, he's the rabble. He's the rabble rouser.
Oh, yeah, he's the troublemaker.
That's Braxy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
and the other one's a little bit of a tattletale, maybe, or no?
No.
He covers for his brother, then?
They're pretty good about that stuff. Like, they're...
he's his wingman.
They don't want to do that to other kids, but like Braxton's been, I don't know how much I want to share. Because
well, I mean, share a little bit. Don't share a lot, just a little bit.
Braxton's got a good heart. He just sometimes oversteps and does stuff that he shouldn't do. And we need to teach him, but like, there have been some adults who have acted like children because of stuff that he's done to another kid, and we've apologized, and then they stop talking to us.
That's all right. That's going to happen. You always support your kid, and don't worry about who you lose.
Isn't that weird? We apologize, and we say, look, our kid's in the wrong, and we'll have him apologize.
You're not missing anything. If the people want to leave, you're not missing anything.
I know, Yerk. Isn't that weird, though, that they stop, like, they'll ignore us when they see us then.
That's fine.
Over that.
That's kind of crazy. Yeah. I mean.
That's when you tell them, hey, how you guys doing? You don't get the wave? Get the stick out of your ass. It'll be okay.
Yeah, that's a little harsh.
That's when you throw a little hate. They're going to fuck around.
We were talking about this yesterday. The greatest piece of advice I could give to people as their kids get a little bit older. And, you know, then they'll have some people over the house, some gatherings, is to make it clear. Female or male, there's no flushing of condoms.
Yes.
Okay. No, you cannot flush condoms.
Or feminine napkins.
Yes.
Down the toilet, guys.
No. None of that craziness. You wrap them up, you put them in the wastebasket. In Foxy's house, we had a little bit of an issue with an ejector pump. And my plumber, a friend of mine, Dominic, I said, hey, Dom, what was the story? He goes, you want the truth or you want me to lie to you? I go, tell me the truth. I can handle it. He goes, I had a couple of condoms that were wrapped around the ejector pump and it wouldn't let it run.
Used prophylactics.
And I said, Dom, how did that happen? Well, obviously somebody flushed them down.
How did that happen? I mean, what did you think?
All right. What'd you pay to get that ejector pump fixed?
It was probably $800 or $900.
Yeah. Did you need a new one or just needed to be?
It burned out.
Unloosened. Yeah.
It burned out. So
I had a guy came to the house and an ejector pit go bad. I had a guy come to the house, wanted $3,600 for it.
Holy cow.
I escorted the gentleman out the front door. I said, you ought to be happy you're leaving with the ability to walk. I said, get the blank out of here. You know? And then Jake looked it up online and he goes, Pappy, he goes, I've done one of these at work.
Yeah.
Because he worked for a builder for a while. He goes, you go by the ejector pit, you give me 10-foot slice of PVC, 4-inch. He goes, get me an international coupler and get me a couple of these doohickey tie things. He goes, boom. It cost me $498 for it.
Yeah.
$498. Jake did it an hour and a half, but he said it was the worst smell he ever had. Well, hour and a half. The kid did it by himself.
That, he should go into that business. He's literally, he knows what he's
doing. He don't like doing that. He don't like dealing with the smell.
That's Waddle's other PSA. Waddle has two PSA. Well, he has many. Yeah. But he, about not flushing condoms and tampons down the toilet, and also about going to trade school. Don't you always get that one?
Yeah. Now, if you're not interested in going to college, don't waste mom and dad's $300,000. Go get a great job. My buddy Tracy Giles' son, smart kid, didn't want to go to college. So he went to became a plumber's apprentice.
Yeah.
Came out, worked for his, one of their neighbors across the street, was making $120,000 a year after 3 years.
Yeah.
21 or 22 year old kid who ultimately then is going to have his own business.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah. You can make
pick
good
a trade,
living.
Kids.
You make good living.
Fucking absolutely. Hell.
Put us all in the poorhouse. Yeah. All right. What else? What else we got?
What are we hard for?
I'm not hard for the Olympics that much. I got to be honest.
I'm hard for the track and field when the track and field comes around. I don't know. Maybe I'm hard for when the Bears finally start hitting. They're not hitting right now.
They're not hitting yet. Yeah. This is a weird time of year. I mean,
yeah.
Baseball season's kind of been a drag for our teams. Let's face it.
All the
golf majors are all over. I'm not like that into the Olympics. I mean, I can't even say I'm that hard for USA basketball. I mean, I think they'll win. I'll watch some of that, but
they open up with Serbia.
I can't pretend like I get all excited about the Olympics. I just don't. So I don't know what I'm hard for right now.
I really get into the Olympics. Will you be rooting extra hard for Simone Biles, because now she's like a Waddle and I have argued. I believe she's a Bear by marriage.
Yeah. Will I be rooting extra hard? No. I mean, if like she does well, great. And more medals for the US. I won't watch any of the gymnastics.
I actually enjoy the gymnastics. I find the gymnastics to be wonderful. I'll watch. I won't root any extra hard for her because she happens to be married. Is she married to a Bear?
She's married to John. Yes.
There you go. I won't cheer any harder. I'll cheer for everybody to equally achieve.
I'm just not that in. I never have been.
Here's what I don't need. I don't need her spacing out again. That's what I don't need. Like in the last Olympiad, when she lost her spatial awareness and she couldn't spin and couldn't go in circles. That I don't need to see ever again. Okay? Especially at the biggest moments of her career.
Did she have vertigo for that, or was that just something else?
I don't know if it was vertical or she just got
therapy.
She got a situation where she didn't have the confidence to spin no more.
Dude, vertigo
and
no
somersault.
Yeah,
it's not vertigo. Yeah. Vertigo is different. You can't stand if you have vertigo.
No. You're not going
to pommel a horse and then pulling up because you got vertigo. You're not standing if you've got vertigo.
If you had vertigo, you couldn't do it.
Documentary about her on Netflix right now. I believe it's all about her working through all that with mental health and everything.
Yeah.
Back to where she is today.
I hope she does well. I mean, yeah, sure.
I hope the whole team does well.
But if I might watch, honestly, if I watched 20 minutes of it, it'd be a miracle. Let's put it that way.
Go ahead.
I don't know. I just don't get it.
Like I told Waddle this. Like women's gymnastics to me is as good as any. Like I have great memories growing up of Mary Lou Patton and then the Magnificent Seven. The women's gymnastics to me is one of the prime events of the Olympics.
Before that, I remember the image of Olga Korbut.
Yeah.
Kind of inverted on the balance beam. And then the great Nadia Comaneci in 76 and her perfect tens. So a lot of great memories that provided by women's gymnastics as they went through the Mary Lou Retton, Carrie Strug,
yes.
The whole camp. Of course, I can't stop from the women's volleyball with Flo Hyman. She was fantastic.
You guys will make fun of me, but I'd rather watch an Orioles Yankee game than watch.
I'm not surprised. You're a baseball fan.
I mean, that's just me, though. I'm weird. I know.
All right. The two sports my Croats are going to be good at. Water polo and handball. So when you get a chance to check out Croatia in those two sports, check them out. We're going to medal in both. I don't know if we're going to get a gold medal in both. I'd be a little bit arrogant saying that we might. But we'll have a chance to medal in both of those, which is great for my small, wonderful country.
We played both sports in gym class, Yurko. We played water polo and we played team handball.
Yeah. It's great.
Water polo is tough.
Yeah. It was fun.
It's hard to keep my horse from drowning.
Yeah.
I'm hard to cut it. Padded practices is what I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, padded practices. I guess that's it's probably the thing I'm most looking forward to in the next, you know, in the immediate future.
Yeah.
And we get to do our first training camp show next Tuesday, so we'll get up there to watch practice.
We'll be there, guys.
Yep. We'll see.
I'm hard for wanting to see what the Cubs and Sox do at the trade deadline. Then we could put the baseball season to sleep. But you know how I feel. I want them to trade Jameson Taillon as much as they can. If I'm a Sox fan, I don't want them to trade Garrett Crochet, but I it sounds like they will.
Fetty might be going to Milwaukee, guys.
Yeah.
Maybe. He might. Don't forget to get your month's supply of Blue Chew for free just by going to bluechew.com. Use the promo code unhinged at checkout, and they will send you 1 month's supply for free. You just have to cover the shipping and handle.
Chew it and do it, guys. Remember chew that. It. Or as I like to say, chew it and do it and do it and do it.
Remember to always keep your mind sharp and your cock hard. And why don't you go fuck yourself, Tommy?